Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Have you ever known somebody so well that if anyone talks smack about them, like, you know it has to be wrong? For example, if somebody said to me, I saw your wife on the back of a motorcycle with a dude laughing and dropping beer bottles, and when she pulled up to the bar, she kicked a cat on her way in and laughed like a maniac before flicking her cigarette onto an old person. Now, if someone told me that, I'd be like, no way, dude. My wife loves pets, she hates smoking, and she would never flick cigarettes onto an old person. That doesn't sound like my wife's character at all. I know my wife way too well for that, dude. Plus, I'm super amazing. She would never be with another dude. But hey, nice try. Stoka boka, man. Now, of course, I don't say stoka boka. That would be completely out of character for me. But I'll tell you something that's way in character for God. Something that God always says, something he always does, is he provides a way back. For all of those curses and for all those warnings in these last couple chapters, God in this chapter, chapter 30, says, no matter what you do, I will always, always, always take you back. And let me tell you this. There will probably be a time in your life where you'll need to know that about God, that that is essential to his character, that that is something that he will always tell you and always say because it is. So much of this life is about learning God's character, learning who he really is versus who we think he is, learning his goodness, his character. And when you know God's character, you know that you can trust him. That's why in verse 1 it says, when all these blessings and curses I have set before you come on you, and you take them to heart wherever the Lord your God disperses you among the nations, and when you and your children return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything I've commanded you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the other nations where he scattered you. Even if you've been banished again to the most distant land under heaven, from there, the Lord your God will gather you and bring you back. He will bring you to the land that belonged to your ancestors, and you will take possession of it. He will make you more prosperous and numerous than even your ancestors. The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants so that you may love him with all your heart and with all your soul and live. The Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies who hate and persecute you. You will again obey the Lord and follow his commands I am giving you this day. Then the Lord your God will make you the most prosperous in all the work of your hands and in all of the fruit of your womb. The young of your livestock and the crop of your land, the Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as he delighted in your ancestors. If you obey the Lord your God and keep his commands and decrees are written in the book of this law and turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, no matter how many steps you take away from God, listener, whether it be 1, 100, 1,000, or 1,000,000, it's always only one step back to God. And this is the part that I have to say to you. It's so good. It's so stinking good that I have to read it. It's found in verse 11. Now, what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven, so you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven and get it and proclaim it so we may obey it? Nor is it in the sea that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you may obey it. In other words, God is saying whatever word you already have on the tip of your tongue, whatever you want to say to him to come back to him, you've got it. God will take it. He'll interpret it. It doesn't matter if it falls out of your mouth, like when you open your closet and all that crap falls out of it. It doesn't matter. God says he will listen. That's God saying, I'll always be near to any word of confession. And remember, when Jesus talked about the Pharisee and the tax collector didn't have the right words. He couldn't even look up to heaven. All he could say as he looked down was, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And Jesus contrasted him with a religious person, a Pharisee, someone who thought he was so righteous because he kept all the rules. And Jesus said he didn't even hear that guy. but God heard that tax collector. Verse 15 says, "See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you're entering to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you're not obedient, if you're drawn to bow down to other gods and worship him, I declare to you this day that you will be destroyed. You will not live long in the land that you're crossing over the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call the heavens and earth as witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice. Hold fast to him, for the Lord himself is your life. And he will give you many years in the land he swore to give your fathers, Abram, Isaac, and Jacob." Well, have you ever had a choice where it just seemed impossibly easy? Like, hey, do you want $1 million or do you want pain and torture? I mean, that's pretty much what God's saying. But he's saying it's your choice. I won't force you. And in verse 19, he says, "This day I call the heavens and the earth as a witness against you that I set before you life and death. I set before you blessing and curses." Believer, today it's your choice. God won't choose for you. He's a gentleman. He won't bully you into following him. I mean, who would want that kind of God anyways? The beauty of worship is that at the core of everything, it's a response to who God is. Worship is a response to his character, not only what he's done for you, which we could go on for eternity about, but also about who he is, that he's this God who says no matter what situation or circumstance you find yourself in, all you have to do is turn around, and I'll be there, and I'll be heard by you. You see, my friend, that's the word repentance. Repentance means to turn around. If you've been going in the opposite direction today, all you need to do is stop in your tracks and turn around, just like the prodigal son did. And God says, "I give you that choice. I give it to you every day, including today." I don't know where you're at today, but if you're listening to Deuteronomy and you feel like God's problem child, you feel like he must be getting sick of me. He must be done with me. He must be fed up with me. Then join the club. I think every believer under heaven has felt this way. But you know what? It's a crock. It's a load of garbage. The fact is, God says, "I give you that choice, but turn to me today and choose life, and I will be there and I will restore you, just like I did the prodigal son. He'll put that fatted calf in your belly. He'll put that glorious robe on your shoulders, and he'll put his ring, that ring of authority and sonship, beaming with pride upon your fingers because you are his beloved child, and he always wants you back." Well, believer, thanks for reading Deuteronomy chapter 30 today. Give it a read through, and as you do, bless God that the choice is yours.
Join us next time as we continue the journey one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.